Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above us today, Wednesday. I can't believe it's Wednesday already. I love it when we have Monday holidays because it makes the week seemingly fly by. Although, honestly, I don't think we need any help in making the weeks fly by because it just seems like lately that's what's happening. Time is just flying. But guess what? Today, the planet Mars, the planet of action, and I believe the planet that makes it look like time flies, is turning retrograde, meaning he has slowed down to almost a crawl at this point in time. And later this afternoon, long about 3 o'clock my time, Pacific Coast time, and it's not 3 o'clock straight up, it's three something or another, he will turn into the other direction, moving slowly at first backwards through the same set of degrees that he has already transited through. So if you've been watching what's been going on in your own life over the last several weeks, even maybe all the way back to June 27th when he first moved into the sign of Aries, then you might have an idea of what it is that's changing in your life, what's opening up for your life, what's shutting down in your life, where maybe it's time for you to make some revisions, right? It's a revision time. So we're going to be talking more about Mars retrograde this morning. I've actually begun, almost done, with your Mars retrograde thriving guide. I started to put your guide to surviving during the retrograde, and I went, I don't want people to just survive. It's not like your very survival is in question. I want you to be able to thrive. How are you going to use this energy during these next 10 weeks of his retrograde to your benefit, right? But you also have to take the time to draw out what are some of the negative impacts of the planet turning retrograde. So I do that in this guide, and then I also go through what you can do to help yourself. We're going to talk about that a bit this morning. And then I really needed to do was to finish the houses so that you would know if it's in this house, it impacts you this way. If it's in that house, it impacts you that way. But I didn't get that quite finished yesterday. So later today, I will have that done and up for you all to download as an ebook, right? A free little ebook on how to thrive in Mars retrograde. We are also looking today at the moon in Gemini for the whole day. No void at all, that full on in Gemini, but not making a ton of connections today. But the connection that the moon does make is with the planet Mercury, the ruler of Gemini. So that makes it a good day for a trine energy, a 120 degree relationship between the two signs. We'll go into that in a bit more. We have the sun trine Jupiter today. We also have the human design week shifting to the sun in the gate 47 and the earth at the gate 22. As well, we have Pleiadian energy today at 2 catalyzing. We'll talk about that. And it's Wednesday, meaning we have our next lesson in the houses of the astrology chart. Today, our focus is on the third house, communication, the mind, and our intelligence and our local communities. So we'll dig into that in a little bit as well. So let me take a quick peek over here at the group and how everybody's organizing themselves here this morning. Hello, Amy and Mimi. Andy girl, hello to you. Asa, thank you so much for joining us and for being my little helper in the background there. Natasha says, good morning and blessings for your lives. Love that. Camilla, good morning, everybody. Sending warm hugs from Brazil. Wonderful. J-Lo and Kimberly and all of these lovely people joining us. Amy Energy and Elizabeth W. Hello, long time listener, but first time live viewer. Well, Elizabeth W., welcome to the live broadcast of Living Astrology. And I'm so happy that you found us. If you have questions or anything like that, please let us know. And if you're lost at all, don't panic, because we will be able to help you. Other people in the background can help answer any questions you have, or Asa will make sure that I get the questions so I can help you with that. Okay, where do I want to start? There's so many juicy tidbits of the day. Let's start with the moon in Gemini, because remember that started yesterday afternoon after the moon's break in the void, which happened about 2 something my time, 5 something for those of you on the East Coast. And the energy shifted from Taurus sensuality and grounded earthiness to Gemini's more flighty, information-oriented energy, curiosity and communication, all highlighted now by the moon for the next couple of days. And today, here we get to a trine with the planet Mercury. So for those of you who are not familiar with those terms, a trine, anything that we put between those words, two different planets, so Sun trine Jupiter or Mercury trine or Moon trine Mercury, though that word describes a relationship between the two planets. A trine represents a 120 degree relationship, i.e., the planets are both in the same element, right? So we have Mercury in the sign. Where is my friend Mercury? He's in Libra, right? He's in our balancing sign, and that is air, right? Then we have the moon in Gemini, which is also air. So when planets line up together in the same element, then they create a trine with one another. So trines represent kind of the smooth flow of energy between those planets. Sometimes that can be not such a good thing, right? It can mean that we get into such a flow that we get, you know, sort of tunnel vision. We get kind of caught up or locked into a particular way of thinking or believing, and we just can't get outside of that. It can sort of be a lazy place, but often the trines also bring us that ease and grace and flow between the energies of the planet and or planets. In this case today, the moon, our emotional soul selves, and the planet Mercury, which represents the mind. So you could say that mind and heart are sort of aligned today in a very powerful way. Today's a day to express your convictions, your feelings. I mean, express your feelings with conviction, meaning that feelings are prominent today, and the connection to the heart and the mind is very powerful. It's almost like we are really recognizing what our true feelings are about something, about someone, about an opportunity. And for those of you who are human design inclined, you know that the feelings come from the solar plexus, and the solar plexus in human design is one of the motors that help us make decisions, and being a sort of compass telling you how do you feel about what you're thinking, about what you're doing, about the opportunity that's in front of you, and following those feelings, right? Following what feels good. So today, those feelings and our mind are sort of aligned. Today's a day to gain clarity through your mind and your emotions, right? We get access to actual clarity here if we're so inclined. If we can tease through all of that emotional energy, what we'll get to is what feels good to me, right? Does this feel good to me? And does this feel right? Does this feel true? Does this make me happy? Asking those kinds of questions today will help align your heart and your mind so that you are pointed in the right direction for you, not for me, but for you, right? You're not considering what everybody else desires or wants. You're really looking at where's my truth, right? Self-reinvention. I just had to put that in there because sometimes the moon and Mercury, when they commingle as they are today, helps us to see, you know, a different facet of ourselves, right? Kind of opening up, if you're very right-minded, maybe the left mind opens up a little. If you're very left-minded or left-brained, then the right opens up a little. And that gives you access to more holistic thinking, more holistic ways of being. So today is a day for that with the moon in a trine to Mercury. Ace has just sent me a quick message here. It's been nuts for her today since she got up. My guess is that is the shadow of Mercury getting ready to retrograde, Debbie, because it stirs up the emotions. It stirs up action. It makes people go a little bit crazed as they don't understand maybe what's happening. So they may be all calling you for advice or calling. You're the projector, remember? You're the one that needs to lead, guide, and manage people. So it's possible that they're looking to you to help answer the question. Tell them to slow down, right? Just slow down, get some clarity for themselves. All right. Another aspect that is going on today is the sun in a trine to Jupiter. So the sun, the force of your personality, your identity, what it is that we're here to do is in a trine, again, that 120 degree angle with the planet Jupiter, which is a planet of growth and expansion and our spiritual wisdom. And the trine, again, promotes that ease and flow between the two planets. They must be in the same element. And indeed, the sun is in Virgo, Earth, while Jupiter is in Capricorn, also Earth. So we have an earthy trine going on at the same time we have an air trine going on. So it's possible there's going to be a big exchange of people with people today of ideas and following different pieces of information. There's probably going to be a lot of, it's the news cycle is likely going to be pretty heavy today. And that means that we are going to have to stay grounded as we're barraged by information coming in. But the sun trine Jupiter takes imagination and inspiration and coordinates it with, or brings it together with motivation and coordination to be able to evolve your plans or evolve your life forward. So it's a very good aspect for the day. It's upbeat in its spiritual connection. It is optimistic and a bit forward looking. Even though we have this other major personal planet, the Mars, slowing down and almost at a standstill right now as he's preparing to go backwards, it is a possibility that we can see that maybe slowing things down a bit might give us an opportunity for perspective where we can then be optimistic about the future. And those moments of optimism are huge right now, because as this planet begins to gain speed moving backwards, we are going to be revisiting all of the same calamities and experiences that we experienced earlier, but now from a different perspective. So we have to be prepared for that. So let me reframe that again. It was imagination and inspiration plus motivation and coordination coming together to evolve our plans, right? To evolve our lives forward, to evolve our consciousness forward as well. By gaining wisdom, right? By being able to see the bigger picture. That's Jupiter standing back and being able to see the bigger picture. So we have that going for us as well today. And that's it for the actual aspects of the day other than Mars retrograde, which I'm going to get into here in just a minute. I just want to take a look out here and see what's going on. J-Loha, funny you say that. My child came to visit. Since I woke up, I feel her being upset at me for no reason. Then she blew up talking about her past issue. We are doing the re-rees, right? The re-rees, reimagination, revisiting, reevaluating. You put whatever word after re that has to do with our being able to move forward. We are redoing some things, right? Hi, Pauline. It's good to see you. Good morning, Sylvester. Good morning, lovely people, he says, sending positive vibes. Hope everyone is enjoying their day. I am ecstatic. I have to tell you, I've been worried about my little Sadie, who you can see over my shoulder here, because she's just been sort of having, you know, continued issues with her kidneys. And suddenly today, it's like she turned a corner. And this, because I called the vet yesterday and made her an appointment. She always does that to me. She turns around as soon as I, you know, do that. But I'm still taking her to the vet on Saturday, but she's doing a whole lot better. That makes me happy. J-Lo says, here goes the let me blame mom for my choices. Oh dear. J-Lo says, ha, Debbie, I did too. What was Debbie saying? I've already cried four times. Oh my gosh. All right, you guys, just wrap yourselves around, wrap your angel wings around yourselves and each other, because it can be a tough one. Today could be tough. As much as I'd like to say that, you know, planets, when they change direction, are really not affecting us. Not true, right? And Mars is a personal planet, which means it does affect us personally. While planets like Jupiter and Saturn, they are the bridge planets, right? Between the personal and the collective. So we call them transpersonal. And then we have the other ones, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and all of Eris and further out. They are the collective planets, or the ones that are affecting us generationally, bigger. Concepts of time out there. But those inner planets are the ones that create, and by inner planets, the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, those are all of the ones that affect us, right, in the most profound sort of ways. So Debbie, much love to you, sweetie. I don't know what it is that's going on out there, but other than these very big changes. Debbie says, no, I hurt my dog. My insurance won't pay for my medical bills from being in a car wreck in another state as a passenger and the other person's fault. And she has the same insurance, on and on. Oh no. Oh no, Debbie, it's okay. Just breathe, right? Breathe. I thought my Instagram account was undone yesterday and it's not. It's still blocked. So, I mean, there's just frustrating things, but just step back and maybe find an attorney to help represent you with your insurance companies. Right now with Mercury in Libra, that favors working on your behalf with a lawyer. So maybe that might help you there. And hopefully your doggy's going to be okay. Which puppy was it? Pauline says, people around me who are not aware of planets and those who do not believe, glad learning for me and the collective. I think you're meaning there's a lot of people around you that are not in the know, and that's possible because a lot of people just think that astrology is nothing, just some fun parlor trick, but it really has meaning and that kind of thing. Taylor, good morning. And definitely feeling optimistic and sending love to Debbie. Let's send love to Debbie and her dog. And let's just send healing energy out to everyone right now. Healing energy, love energy, peace energy, serenity. I think everybody's going to need it. Now, let's talk about Mars retrograde and what to expect. I know we've talked a bit about it before. And like I say, I am going to be sending this out likely today, the Mars Thriving. It's a Mars Retrograde 2020, your guide to thriving during the retrograde. So Mars in a chart represents our forward momentum, the actions that we take. And there's a bit of an ego energy here. And the energy of the ego here is in how we identify with what we are doing, right? It's a planet of action, doingness. And it brings us the opportunity to move forward, to evolve, but it also brings us conflict and confrontation. And that's because warrior god energy is also a part of Mars. Mars was the god of war, right? So what happens when we have a planet like this that turns retrograde is that we tend to go to war with ourselves, not so much with other people, but other people can trigger us to go to war with ourselves, which then breeds a conflict between us and the other. So you can see how it can expand outward to all people. And Mars does not retrograde frequently, so we're not as used to Mars in a retrograde as we are as a Mercury in a retrograde, right? Mercury does this 3 to 4 times a year for us. We've kind of gotten in the groove. We know what to expect, and we slow our minds down and the communication. We think more before we speak, hopefully, and yet we still find ourselves in trouble. Mars retrogrades only every 26 months, so that's 2 years and 2 months, so it's just not as familiar to us. So the last time he was in retrograde was in 2018. And that was a long time ago, if you think about the disposition of the world right now versus what it was like in 2018. So we were still dealing with some conflict and stuff like that, but it wasn't the same kind and to the same level that we're experiencing right now. So the retrograde tends to ramp up, if you will, whatever conflict is out there, whatever that has been stirred in the pot, let's say, or whatever has been stirred in our consciousness. Now, when you get your report, there is a list of key dates for you to keep in mind. The first one, of course, is today, and that just happens to be where the station retrograde occurs, and that's at 28 degrees of Aries. So if you go to your chart and you find 28 degrees Aries, you're going to find Mars. Once you do that, I want you to look and see what else is at 28 degrees, possibly in your chart, in other signs, because there's a relationship forming between Mars at 28 degrees and other planets that you have at 28 degrees. So for example, in my own chart, Aries, 28 degrees, puts it in a sextile to my natal sun at 28 degrees of Gemini. And I also have Saturn at 28 degrees of Capricorn. So that puts Mars retrograde in a square to my natal Saturn. So knowing that, then I'm looking at, okay, what am I rebuilding? What am I revisiting or revisioning for myself? And where am I? This is so interesting. Where am I coming out of the closet, if you will? Maybe peeking out into the bigger, wider world in some way. And how is that playing out with everything else in the chart? So we can sort of form a little mini story, if you will, by the planets and the houses that they're in and the signs that they're in. So the more that you learn about the signs, the more that you learn about the houses in your chart, the more you can actually look into your own chart and answer your own questions about, hey, what's going on here? How is this going to affect me? So it requires your own personal astrology chart. It requires you to really look at that and see, okay, where are those degrees and how is this built? And then kind of doing your own little self-diagnosis, but without trying to make it something that it isn't, right? Just sort of stepping back and being a little bit objective. The next big date for us to keep in mind isn't until the end of the month, the 28th, where Mars in Aries squares Saturn in Capricorn in an exact square, but for the entire month, Mars is in a square to Saturn. So that really puts the pressure on us to do some specific type of work. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. So how does Mars retrograde affect all of us, right? How does that really affect us? Now, Mars is usually a trigger or a catalyst. It is the energy that sort of like pokes you to go do something, to say something, to be somewhere. But when he turns retrograde, all the action that he might catalyze within us sort of slows down, and that can lead us to frustration or anger and upset. So setbacks in our plans and our goals may plague us, right? I'm thinking I'm going here and now I'm not, because I can't get there because the roads are closed down or something to that effect, right? So something's stopping us. Mars also confers physical vitality on the human body. So it gives us the strength, the vitality, the willpower in our lives to take action. But while he is in retrograde, that may be that we feel more sluggish. Maybe we're feeling more tired or worn down or just totally pooped. We don't have the energy to devote to finding an attorney to help us get through this mess of this accident. And that is a thing that you just have to understand is part of the experience right now. If you can turn over the whole event to someone else, Debbie, in this case for you, then it takes that monkey off your back. And all you have to do is answer the questions that the attorney might pop into you. And I know that's an expense, but sometimes it is just so much better to turn it over, right? Let someone else handle all those details for you. So even our passion at this point might seem like it took a back seat or it took a walk and went somewhere. You're asking yourself, where did all that excitement go? And it's more internalized at this moment, right? As you search within to find the right passion, the right expression of your energies. Now, we also may be more quick to anger during this time, and that can cause conflicts in our personal relationships. Frustration can erupt as we feel caught between non-action and feelings that are trying to push us into action. And there may be resistance to our goals, to our plans, delays. All of that just creates more of a feeling of frustration and upset. We may feel like we have that one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake, and we're not really moving anywhere very fast at all, that we're quickly going nowhere. Just be okay with that. Maybe it isn't the right time to go. Maybe it isn't the right time for action. Maybe it's the right time to just sit back and surrender, relaxing into whatever it is that is going on. And our free will somehow seems to have gone away during this period of time. Our ego will fight to reestablish its dominance, causing that inner struggle or even power struggles between us and others as we're trying to reassert ourselves in some way. And that may not be very successful at this moment in time. People and events can push our boundaries, push our buttons, and we may be doing the same to other people, pushing their boundaries, pushing their buttons. Mars in Aries says, I want. And if we don't get what we want, when we want it, we might get very upset about that, feel frustrated, and then we may try to push harder to get what we want, which would be exactly the wrong thing to do, right? So we want to stay in calm, peace, not pushing, and allowing ourselves some space. And if we can, to delegate some responsibility to other people, or, you know, the correct people that would be able to help us in certain situations. Okay, so enough of the seemingly negative stuff about Mars retrograde. What's some of the good stuff, right? What's some of the good stuff? And some of the good stuff. What supports us during this period of time? Well, one, slowing down, right? Take the time to get in tune with your true desires, to get in tune with your inner voice, to get in tune with the goals, and what are they, you know, kind of do a reimagination of them. Are they true for you? Are they real? Do they have teeth, right? Maybe you had this plan to launch a business, and I'm just making this up, but maybe you had plans to launch a business and now the action on that has stalled. Maybe the plans that you put forth to the planning department didn't go through. And so it's your opportunity now with Mars retrograde, or going into retrograde, to reevaluate that plan. Find the holes. Where isn't there? And because Mars is in a square to Saturn, Saturn rules foundations. Maybe there's a hole in the thinking, right? A hole in the foundation. How can you make the plan stronger? How can you enforce the goal or reinforce it, such as the case? Use setbacks as opportunities for self-reflection. Look into the mirror, clear your mind, relax your body, and just tune into your higher self and the message that it wants to bring you. Without overdoing it, get some physical exercise, right? One way to dispel Mars in its frustration or anger is to get out and move your body. But beware of overdoing it, right? You don't want to go out and suddenly run a marathon if you've never run a mile in your life, because that would not be good. That would be tantamount to causing, you know, real issues in the physical body. But maybe walk or do a minor jog, or if you're used to jogging, you know, get that going. Do some yoga. That's a perhaps a more peaceful way of dealing with moving your body. Hike, bike, swim, get out in the garden, do whatever it is that it supports you in moving your body that will help dispel some of that energy. Restrain yourself from expressing anger, right? Remember to respond, not react. Right? Mars has a tendency to cause us to knee-jerk, to react to things that are happening and not to actually be response-able. And so remember that in the midst of life's curveballs over the next 10 weeks of the retrograde, and then the shadow afterwards, which is another several weeks, remember to breathe, right? Remember to breathe. Choose your battles wisely. Sometimes it's just not worth it. Right? Sometimes it's just not worth the fight. If you're engaged in a conflict, trust your instincts. And if your instincts say to back off, right? Don't be afraid to trust and follow your instincts. Don't get caught up in a battle of wills or a competition that shows that there would be lose-lose or win-lose. Keep in mind that we all want to have win-win, which means applying more love, love energy. Venus is the antidote to Mars, and Venus rules love, right? Love. If you've been feeling walked on or like someone else's doormat, it's time for you to set healthy boundaries. If this is hard for you, then you have to discover what it means to have boundaries. What does that mean, right? Or conversely, if you've been a hard-nosed person and you've been this boundary, do not cross kind of person, maybe become aware of how rigid your boundaries have become. And maybe it's time to release yourself a little bit from the boundary that you've enacted around your heart or around your, you know, person, whatever it is, just being able to look at that in your own life. Be ready to revise, rework, reevaluate, reimagine your plans. Maybe the universe is protecting you. Right? Maybe the universe is protecting you by not allowing something to go forward because there's something you left out. Maybe you're a manifesting generator and you skipped a step and the slowdown is all about picking up that step. But you won't know that if you're just going, going, going and being crazed, right? If something seems to delay you or slow you down, or if you experience a setback, ask yourself what this is showing you. What is this giving you the time and the space to be able to do, right? Surrender being action driven just for the time being, right? So those of you who like to go, 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 and you're pushing, make sure you slow it down. After all, do you really want what you thought you wanted? Right? Sometimes we're aimed at a desire or something. And in the end, we look at that and we're like, I really don't want that. What I really want is over here. So does it turn out that your desire is frivolous or not worthy of your time and your effort? If so, time to change, right? This gives the opportunity for you to move your life toward what's meaningful instead of what's meaningless. And perhaps it's best to delay new projects or new beginnings right now until after the retrograde. That would take away any pressure to perform or to do something while the energy isn't quite supportive. Now, for those of you who were born with Mars retrograde in your natal chart, this time for you isn't really any different, right? It just gives you maybe some more energy of assertion that your idea of slowing down was actually a good thing. You're used to the slowdown, right? To you, the pace of the world may feel much more supportive than it has been during the time that Mars was in forward motion. So for you guys, it may be a good thing, right? Not a bad thing at all. For those of us who are used to having Mars activated and running and doing, it may be the one that makes us feel like, oh, I need to move and I can't. I'm all tied up and I can't go. So that for those of us with Mars in normal forward motion, it could be the one that is more difficult. Now, what else can we do? I know this isn't the most comfortable thing to do, but process your repressed emotions. Whatever it is that's triggered within you, be willing to do that deep dive, right? It's not always the funnest thing to do, but that anger and frustration you're feeling is telling you something about your experience of what is happening. And it does it remind you of another time, of another instance of this same kind of energy, a time where you didn't get what you wanted, right? And now this is sort of the mirror of that. And what does that mean? What was wrong with what you wanted, perhaps? Or how is it that you're going around getting that? Or when circumstances stopped you from being able to move forward, what was that about? And does this time remind you of that? If so, then anger and frustration represent baggage from the past. And what do we do with baggage from the past? We unpack it and we leave it in the past and we move forward when we can. Don't push anything. Don't push people. Don't push your agenda. Don't make yourself even more energetic by having to go, I got to keep going. I got to keep going. Because right now, the process of whatever is happening is what's right in the moment, right? Maybe there's gold at the end of the struggle that you're experiencing. And by pushing, you might miss it. You might walk right past that pot of gold and not understand, whoops, I missed it. Right? And then somebody else comes along and takes that pot of gold. So maybe those setbacks and delays are giving you the time to get clarity about what you truly want, what you really desire, and adopt a wait and see attitude with everything right now. You wouldn't want to miss the magical, right? You don't want to miss it. So maybe just, you know, come to a spot of peace. And see what's going on around you before you dive back in. Add space to your calendar. That's more practical, down to earth kind of thing, because there may be things that happen. You may maybe an unexpected client, or because maybe you have an unexpected meltdown yourself and you need that space to process it. Just give yourself a little bit more space. And if your calendar feels like it has too much, then look at this time of space in your calendar as a gift from the universe so that you can relax a bit and recharge your batteries. Trust your gut, trust your instincts, right? Be mindful of impulses. Don't want to be impulsive during this period of time. And these aren't my words. These are words that I heard from another astrologer on some other thing, but become formidable. I love that, right? Become formidable. But I love this concept of formidable. Take a self-defense class, right? Be a conscious meditation class where you're purposefully going into your consciousness for some healing or some work that needs to be done, or other physical or mental training that is going to help you be more present. Martial arts, a great thing to look at, for this period of time. That helps you not only be defensive, to be able to be self-aware or self-aware and be able to defend yourself, and to also gain physical vitality, right? So it can be something fun for you to do during this period of time. Now, the Mars square Saturn, first of all, Asa is asking me a question. Okay, hold on. Let me see what this is. Andy, girl, asked if 29 degrees counts. Yes. Give yourself an orb of about 3 degrees either way. So 28, 27, 26, 28, 29, and even zero of the next sign may be at play. But not necessarily giving it a lot of credence. 28 degrees for sure, 29 and 27 for sure. Maybe even if there are, if you have several planets maybe in one sign at that degree or close to it, maybe a 26 degree something, a 27 degree and a 28 degree, then you really want to tune in because something big is happening in that part of your chart. Another question, Suzette, who is a longtime listener, but time zone makes it hard to join live, is asking about nodes. Her north node is in, we don't know, but she did mention Gemini and Sagittarius. Okay, we're not talking about nodes today, Suzette, but if you're, the nodes are, in fact, let me take a look, because they may be sitting right about 27 degrees at this point in time. They are not, they are at 25. So they're a little far from this, and they're across, I think, but let me think about this for a second, because the south node is at 25 degrees now of Sag, which is a fire sign, which puts that in a trine, a little bit further away, but a trine to the sign of Aries and to Mars. And now Mars is going to be backing up. And I did tell you that it was going to be in 25 degrees on March 28th. So assuming the nodes are still hanging around there, we may have a trifecta of trines going on. And that might mean a dumping of the past, because the south node represents all of the experiences that you've had from the past, all the ways in which you are trying to apply the past in the current lifetime that you need to let go of and move more toward the Gemini end of things, which would be, you know, being curious and adopting a curiosity to find out new information and to move in new directions, being inspired to communicate and experience other people and other cultures. So that can be affecting you as well, especially if your chart looks like it has those guys in close proximity to one another. Okay, so Mars squaring Saturn, it's an incredibly frustrating transit. There's just no way to cut it in a positive way, except to say that it does. Saturn represents the foundation building, but it also represents the restrictions, the limits, the boundaries of things. The foundation has to be sustainable. So Mars will sort of curtail action in a way to make us look at what we're creating and whether or not it's sustainable. Is it going to stand the test of time? Right? Is that expenditure that you're about to buy, say, a house or a car or something like that, is it going to stand the test of time? Right? That might be what Mars is asking. So the calls on all of our skills of patience and perseverance during these next several weeks. There may be a gift in the waiting, right? Maybe just holding back and waiting a little bit has something there for you. So having patience, waiting some more, right? Those could be gifts. If fear is getting the best of you, and that's possible because, you know, you may know that the shadow energies are triggered during this kind of transit, but other people around you don't, and they may be reflecting fear to you. The outer world may be reflecting fear. And if you personally are having a fearful moment, discover courage, right? Discover courage. Real courage is feeling the fear and moving forward anyway, right? Going with the plan takes courage, right? It takes courage. I say this to almost everybody I do a human design reading with. It takes courage to live out your design because it's so different from the way that the world would seem to tell you that you needed to live your life, right? So having courage, be strategic in taking action, right? Aim at what you can do, that what's in your sphere of experience or your sphere of expertise. Saturn loves a plan, stick with the plan. Revision the plan, rework the plan, and have you thought of all the worst case scenarios right? Do you have contingencies? That's another great Saturn word, contingencies. So that your progress isn't undermined later when then Mars goes forward motion. Saturn loves a plan. Did I say that already? The plan, right? What to expect based on your astrology chart. Now, this is the part where when you get your, when you download the report later today, it's going to show you what you can expect if Mars is going through a particular house of your chart. But remember that all I can really speak to are generalities, right? I can tell you that likely if this is happening in your first house, that it's a focus on you, you personally gaining power, reevaluating your own presence in the world and your own I am and what are you, right? But I can't tell you specifically for your personal chart. If you want that, you need to have a transit reading and you can go to my website, living-astrology.com to get a reading. And in that, we would certainly address where's Mars retrograde, right? What's happening? How is Mars squaring Saturn affecting you? All right. Let's see if there were more questions. Asa Taylor is asking, if you're not getting what you want, is it safe to say you're being redirected to your true desire? Oh yeah, Taylor. Oh yeah. Or maybe being shown a different way. The question might be too, if you're not getting what you desire, is what you think you desire really what you want, right? Maybe that's not what you really want. Sometimes we think that we want something or some relationship, and that's not what we really want, right? So for example, Taylor, I don't know why I always think of you as a Sagittarian, because I'm pretty sure that's not it, but maybe you are, or maybe you have a Sagittarius rising, and that's why I always see that. You know, like I get feelings from people sometimes about what sign they are or about what energy they're putting out. I get Sagittarius energy from you. So let's say you're putting out a desire to get into a relationship, and that's what you think you desire. But what you're really desiring is an adventurous life. And sometimes an adventurous life is not able to be done in the confines of a relationship. So maybe what you have to really look at is, what is it you want? Maybe what you really want is to travel with a community or travel with people. So being able to ask yourself those questions, is this what I really want? Or is there something more that I really want? Is there something different that I really want? And really, if the universe is holding something back, it's not because it's trying to punish you. It's because maybe it isn't really truly in alignment with the truth of who you are. And the universe is doing you a huge favor, because the universe will never hold you back from what is really truly yours to have, right? We have to trust that what is happening or what is being withheld has a purpose, has a real design to it. Okay, so I'm going to stop with questions here for a moment, because I really want to get into our other lesson of the day, which it's Wednesday, which means we're looking at the houses of the chart. And maybe some of you out there have Mars retrograde in your third house, which is the house we're looking at today. This is the house of thinking, processing, and sharing information. And so the things that are ruled by the third house are, or that happen in the third house, are communication, all forms of communication. So reading or writing, speaking, artistic expression, movement and like dance, that kind of expression, local community energy. So your siblings or your cousins, you know, if we're looking at family, your community, like neighborhoods and neighbors, or your, you know, people that are part of your communities, intelligence, right? Your natal intelligence, your native intelligence, or your intellect or your mind, and also your early education, how you learn and how you teach what you learn, perhaps, or are you here to teach, right? The third house then is a house of communication and expression. So that could be writing. It can be speaking. It can even have that artistic leaning for people who are, say, artisans, who are, or dancers or poets or art, you know, painters, you name the art, right? Whatever it is, it's a part of self-expression, and that expression then coming out during this period of time. But it also is about how you speak to what it is that you're creating. So what do you think about what you create? What do you say about what you create? So writing and speaking, interaction with your neighbors, right? You can look in a chart when you see a lot going on in the third house. This is someone who's very sociable, who's really, you know, taking in the members of the family. They're likely part of a family that's pretty close and they have a lot of talking back and forth, or neighbors that are, you know, very much a part of their lives. So schoolmates, right? People that they know from school. It's funny how some people, like I have a relatively quiet third house in my chart, and I couldn't tell you if I don't keep in contact with really anybody from my school days. I can't even think of anybody that I keep in contact with now that I went to school with. But other people, for example, my daughter, who's nearing, you know, 40 years old, still keeps in contact with all the people she went to school with, camps with them, has dinners with them, you know, hangs out with them. So it's interesting. Her third house is much busier than my third house. And sometimes you can just see that in a chart with someone, the third house, about how we keep in contact with those around us in our communities. When it talks about the mind, the third house in the mind can be how you approach learning, how you analyze and are able to solve problems. Sometimes in this third house, if we see, say, a Chiron, or we see a connection maybe with Mercury to a planet here that's not so well placed, there can be learning difficulties. We might see dyslexias. We might see just challenges in learning. And so it's not that you're not smart. That isn't it at all, because you're all geniuses. It's just that the accepted way of learning doesn't work for you, perhaps, right? So sometimes we see that. If you have a child, for example, who is experiencing some learning challenges, look to their third house. Look to that third house and see what is going on there, and how can you support their learning? Because it's not that they're dumb. It's not that they can't learn. It's that we just haven't stimulated the house in the right way, stimulated their mind in order to be able to learn in the way that they would learn best, right? Like some kids are very kinetic. They learn by touching and feeling and interacting with their hands. This is a house ruled by Gemini, by the way. The hands, important here. And maybe they have to, you know, go out, and maybe it's Taurus in that third house, and they have to actually have all of their senses on fire in order to really get it to learn, right? If they could cook something in the kitchen that they can smell, they can taste, they can, you know, touch, then maybe that's how they learn something better. So teaching them math through cooking, right? Measuring, right? All of those quarters and half cups and what's a teaspoon and, you know, all of that, that finding a way to learn that works for the individuals. The skills of the mind and communicating big time here, writing, editing, speaking, thinking, reading, research, studying, teaching, and language. Sometimes that third house, planets there, like say a Jupiter in the third house, confers an ease in learning other languages, especially if you have Jupiter in the ninth house and it's connected to a planet, maybe Mercury in the third house, maybe you have this real gift of learning languages. Drafting contracts and agreements also comes as part of the third house. And in the neighborhood, it's your local community, your siblings, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. There's other houses that actually represent aunts and uncles, but let's call it the family dynamic, right? The people that are closer to you, but that are not your parents or your own children or your spouses. The neighborhood, your neighbors, right? Won't you be my neighbor? That was really a very third house kind of thing. I wonder if Mr. Rogers had a third house that was packed because neighbors, right? And all the different parts of the neighborhood, your mail person, their delivery person, the water carriers, the people that bring you packages, all of them constitute people that might be active in your community. Also, I think, I've not seen this in writing so much, but I also think if you are someone who works with the public, that a positive effect of third house might be your customers and how you maybe interact with your customers in a very friendly, outgoing way. Early education is ruled by the third house. The ninth house rules colleges and universities. The third house is primary education, so K through 12. For most countries, I think that's kind of how they work, the primary education. So that also has a rulership over primary teachers, right? The teachers that teach K through 12, right? Okay, so that's our third house, thinking, processing, and sharing. And wherever, let me see if I can share my screen for a moment. First of all, let me make sure I have the screen up. Nope, not that one, this one. And I'll share with you where, no, I won't share. There we go. Why can't I share here today? There we go. I guess you have to click on the button fully in order for it to work. So here is where we have the third house in an astrology chart. It follows the second house. In this particular chart, we're going to look at it as if it's a person. This is the chart of the moment, but we're going to pretend it's a person. Right? This is somebody. And this somebody happens to have the beginning of their third house in the sign of Scorpio. Right away, deep thinker. Intense and passionate about something that they've learned or a subject that really triggers their passions. And then this seems to be have no particular planets in it. It does have the white moon Selena, which I will detail here in just a moment. But we can look to the rulers of this particular sign. Scorpio is ruled by both Mars and Pluto. Let's just look at Mars, because what is going on with Mars today? Well, Mars is in a process of coming to a standstill before he turns retrograde at 28 degrees of Aries, even though he looks like he's in Taurus. It's right here, this line here. And so we might look to Mars and go, there's an eighth house Mars in Aries. What is in the process of transforming in this person's mind? Or what is transforming in terms of what they're focusing on? What is their learning now being based on? And I also am looking here at the white moon Selene, which represents what this person is truly good at. Where are their gifts? And their gifts are in community and thinking and communication. Right? So this person may be transforming their life at the moment to focus on a subject that they really want to talk about, write about, speak about. There you go, right? That's one way to read this. And just by drawing a couple of different conclusions, right, from what we're seeing here. Then we can also look at Mercury as the ruler of the third house. And where's Mercury right now? In Libra. So maybe this person is interested in looking at how to balance the various things that they've learned in their lives. We would have to look a little bit deeper and keep making the relationship and drawing the parallels all around the chart. But that gives you an idea of how we can look at the chart and understand the effect of the third house, where the action is taking place, right? That's what the houses are all about. Where is the action? The action today that we're talking about is the third house, the frame of the mind, communication, and our community. Okay. Questions? I'm sure there are. And I'm not going to have time to answer your personal questions about your own personal third houses. But if you have a general idea of the third house, let me know. And J-Lo says, and I'm just like you, Janet, have nothing at all in my third major something, OFC. If we add the small, it will probably change. You know what I'm like? I'm really liking looking at whole sign houses now too. And if I look at my chart in whole sign, then I actually have the moon and Pluto in my third house. That makes sense to me based on what I do, right? How I very much organized in my thought processes and how I bring information to you all every day. The moon in that third house and in Virgo, in my case, would make that happen. So I really think that the whole signs maybe has got something there that is more truthful in expressing our energy. So I'm liking doing that as well. Asa, I have Saturn in Aquarius in my third house. So again, Saturn in Aquarius having a very much a plan, a goal, and yet also having a little bit of issues with wanting freedom, right? The freedom of action. Maybe I don't want to commit to something because I might not want to do that later. It might not feel very free. So that can bring up a subtle sort of conundrum for you. Asa, Christine, I have two dyslexic kids using creativity and music. I always forget about music. That's another great way that some kids work better with different music playing, or if there's a musical component, they may be brilliant geniuses, but it's just not brought out for them in the classical educational setting. So never discount your kids, right? Never. We're all, don't discount yourself either. Amy Energy, there is a birth chart for Mr. Rogers online. He has Cancer Pluto in the third. No wonder. And was a Pisces sun, moon, and Venus in the 10th house with a Taurus rising. Just think about the Pluto and in Cancer in the third house, right? How he transformed the idea of learning from being an institution to bringing it at home. Bringing it home, Cancer, making it fun and emotional and comforting and nurturing. Pluto transforms education into hominess. I love it. That's perfect. Ursula, I have trouble indeed understanding my natal Mars in house 12, Cancer. So that might be something for you to take a look at even further. Natal Mars in the house 12 means that you may be taking a lot of heat in the subconscious mind, in patterns that have been developed. Isn't it interesting too, Ursula, that you have Mars, a fire planet, in Cancer, a water sign, and what is happening all around you right now where you live? A lot of water being applied to very high heat fires, right? So it's something in that outer world, that destruction and that revitalizing, that fire really represents the ability to, out of destruction, have birth. Right, to bring so what are you revitalizing? Right, what creative energy is revitalizing within you right now? That's how I would look at that. Taylor, what could be the best way to work with third house Pisces? Imagination and creativity, and allowing your mind to drift at times into that creative realm, and then don't forget to bring it back and ground it in some way, right? So there's a possibility that you could be so caught up in the dreaminess that you can't seem to get the ideas and the creative impulses down into the planet. The opposite sign of Pisces, Virgo, right? So you have to organize and bring into reality those ideas and try putting them into action. Loann, I have like a horseshoe sign in third house. Horseshoe, is it up horseshoe this way or horseshoe open at the top? Open at the top, closed at the top, because that you're talking the nodes, the south node or the north node. So either destiny or the past sitting there for you to have to work through. J-Lo, yes, thank you very much for the reminder. She says, please take a moment and hit the like button if you're liking this. Please share this with your friends. If you have not yet subscribed, please do so. I have some good news to tell you guys. This is so great. I actually was notified by YouTube yesterday that I am closing in on the ability to monetize my channel. And unfortunately for me, I signed my agreement, my YouTube agreement, years ago in preparation for this. It's been years that I've been trying to build this. And unfortunately for me, I'm going to have to sign a new one. But congratulations that you are so near that we have to send this to you. I was so excited. I was like, yeah, that's the one time having to sign a new contract for me does not make me unhappy. It's a good thing. So please keep hitting that subscribe button, share with your friends, ask them to subscribe, because it's helping me to get this channel really off and running where more people can find this information and, you know, understand it. That's my dream. It's not about the monetization part, really kind of makes me a little bit disconcerted, but it does mean that there's bigger reach, more opportunities to get placed where people will see my work. So that's the part I'm after, not so much the monetization part. All right, Natasha, being an intuitive medium and so very dyslexic, long story short, it's been amazing how she has developed me, helped me work through myself. Oh, yes, we've talked about that many times. In fact, as I was talking about that, Natasha, I had you in my mind and how that, you know, in an educational system is something that is so, you know, difficult for teachers to deal with sometimes, or the institution itself to deal with, and how awesome it is that you've been able to work through that in your own life. Loann, closed top. So that is your north node. It is your destiny to become a better communicator, to build a community perhaps, or work in the community, your neighborhood, your family, right? Having closer ties. And also based on your age, I'm not sure how old you are, but it may be that your north node is now activated and it's time for you to really pick up that third house learning of a new skill or training of some sort. Ursula, fire, water is also good Native American Indian drinking party. yes, indeed. So that's good. I think everybody, you guys are making great comments. I love it. Amy says, we can all tell where your heart is, Janet. That's what attracts us all here every day. I love you. Thank you so much, Amy. I love that. So that was a lot. We've had a lot to talk about today, and I didn't even get to the human design change today. So be watching. Asa is going to be loading up for you some graphics today. Since I can't get into Instagram, we're going to do it on Facebook. Right? We'll just work around the blocks, right? I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to be upset that I can't do what I want to do because maybe it isn't the right thing. So instead, it's going to go on Facebook. So look to Facebook for Asa's handiwork with the transits and the graphics that represent that. And as well, she will be sharing the human design information for this week. Tomorrow, we'll spend some time going into the human design a little deeper. Maybe we'll get our stories from Rosie Aronson out and we'll look at that as well. Tomorrow is Thursday. So that means we'll be doing some readings. I've decided I'm going to have to bring it to a level of just five readings. So don't start out in the morning by telling us. We'll let you know when it's time to let us know that you want a reading or through cards or via a chart, and that's how we're going to have to work that, because otherwise it just gets overwhelming for me and I start kind of nodding off, fuzzing out. So I got to monitor my energy here. Remember, Mars retrograde. So I'm going to monitor my energy. Okay, that is it for me today. Last comments. J-Lo say, thanking you, Asa, for helping. I love it. Having her out there is priceless for me. And hopefully she's learning a lot from me as well. That was my idea there, or her idea, really. But my idea is that we're learning from each other here. Okay, that is it. Take care, everybody. Remember, slow things down. Be calm, cool, and collected. Think before you speak. That's also important from our Pleiadian Earth energy for the day. I totally forgot. We're at 2 catalyzing duality. Right? Today's a day of duality. So unity splits, right? It divides, right? So that we can have a different perspective. It gives us the ability to see the opposite viewpoint, not to go and take it and make it a reason for division and polarization, but so we can see things from a different perspective. It's perspective, not judgment. Catalyzing energy challenges us. We can see challenges, dramas, traumas playing out in the outer world, but it is our opportunity to transform our challenges into positive directions. Be careful, because on a day like today with Kawayak or catalyzing energy, it is very important that your thoughts, your words, and your deeds are on what it is that you want and not what you don't want, because things are manifesting at light speed today. So even a chance off-the-hand comment like, you know, something negative, and it could come to pass, right, quickly. So we have magical alchemy going on today. So if you want something in a positive way in your life, put it out there in words and focus your thoughts on it, because like that, it's likely to come in and be a part of your reality. All right, that's it now. I'm sure I could think of more if I stay, so I'm leaving. Goodbye, everyone.